Hello. Happy birthday to all of the people I'm reading today. Now, I also wanted to say a happy Mother's Day to anyone out there who is a mother, presents as a mother. Anyone out there who has maybe lost their mom or wasn't raised by their mom, I'm just going to say a general blanketed Mother's Day because happy Mother's Day because there's so many situations that people are bringing to the forefront. It almost makes you not want to put identity on any of these made-up holidays, quite frankly. But I appreciate the sentiment behind people wishing one another happy Mother's Day, whether you oh, I'm gonna move into the microphone. That sounds so much better, doesn't it? So today is gonna be a little offy off, I think. Yesterday I finished my last reading. Until, and I mean my one-on-one client readings. I am taking a short break from those, although I probably will be doing some special events this summer, one being for my sister Chantrell P. Lewis at her new location in Philadelphia, Bukuhudu Bookstore and Botanica. So stay tuned for that if you happen to be listening. I also wanted to talk about, one of the reasons why I decided to take a short break, or I can't even tell you if it's short, but what is time? What is time anyway? Just so that I can focus some of this energy on myself that I usually dispense to the shared consciousness. So I love doing these birthday readings because I love my podcast. So I'll be doing those still. I have two people who I'm reading today. One, their birthday it happens to be today, the first person I'm going to be reading. What else do I want to talk about? The reason why I'm kind of putting this out earlier in the day is because I want to put on my I want to put the dishwasher on, and it's such a distraction for me when I'm recording my podcast and the dishwasher is going. What else? I think that's it in terms of housekeeping. Once again, I want to thank all of my listeners, all 104 subscribers that I can tell. And I appreciate that because when you reach past 100 on this platform, that gives you a little bit more flexibility and some agency in regards to whether I want to do ads and things like that. Listen, if I'm going to do an ad, I'm going to do an ad for myself, okay? Ad for yourself. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. I want to wish anyone out there who's celebrating a birthday, I want to wish them a happy birthday. And now we're going to hone in on our two birthday card recipients today. Now, I did want to mention that I will be. Oh, I will be going outside of my comfort zone today, and I will be using one of my favorite tarot decks. And I know I'm a little bit nervous because I usually use this deck on myself and nobody else. But I wanted to bring it out because I really love this deck. It's called Mystic Mondays Tarot. And the reason why I do not call myself a tarot card reader is because I have a bad memory and I don't really know or I can't remember a lot of these cards. So I will be consulting the guidebook like I do all the time with the other cards, because I get inspiration and then I add my little, you know, such and such to the thing. Thingamajiggy bang bang. So bear with me today. I am experimenting with using this deck on other people. And then I don't want all you tarot readers out there to be telling me, oh, that's not what that card means. I do not care what y'all say. So here we go. All right. Thank you. And see you on the other side.
You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Zania. Now, you know what's so wild? I have a niece with this name. And my brother always wanted us to pronounce it Azania. My brother. That's a whole podcast series in itself called My Brother. But happy birthday to you, Azania. I'm going to use that pronunciation, and I hope that's okay with you. I'm wishing you a very happy birthday. And I see that I think today, yes, today is actually your birthday. So that's really cool. And I hope you get to listen to this in time to start your day right. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be using a deck called Mystic Monday, and it is a tarot deck. I know, but I believe that you're going to get what you need out of this message, even if I was reading from the ingredients of Wonder Bread. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to the message. Regardless of the delivery, darling, you're going to get your happy birthday message today. Okay, let's see what card we pull for you. Maybe it's a card I'm familiar with. Maybe not, darling. Maybe not. We shall see. Let's see what they want me to do for you. Okay, the card that I'm getting here for you is the Ten of Swords, and it is upright. So all of you people that are tarot readers, read what you like into this. But this is Azania. This is a card about betrayal. Bum, 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 bum. This is a card about fatality. Bum, 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 bum. So, yes. I think right now you have a suspicion that there's some rumblings in the jungle behind your back, right? So I think for your birthday year, starting off today, it would probably be best for you to consider whether you should fight back or if you should let it go, honey. Because this temporary, unexpected setback, it may feel like a failure on all levels for you. And you might possibly be looking for someone to blame, even if that means yourself. This is something that you are very aware of. Didn't think it was going to come out in a podcast reading, did you? Ugh, sorry. So, sacrificing your needs is usually what can inadvertently allow people to take advantage of you. Okay? This could possibly also be a low blow to your self-esteem. And it may take you some time to get back up again, darling. But here's some words of advice, and that's what you came here for, isn't it, huh? You didn't come on, you didn't ask me to do this so I could just expose the wound, did you? There's some advice from the guides. They want you to be careful and not play the victim role. Ooh, child. I don't know what the next person's card is going to be, but I already have a feeling about what song they want me to name this podcast after. Ooh. Don't throw a pity party, okay? Sometimes these things are blessings in disguise. Not sometimes, most of the time, okay? Because the only reason you would, you know, throw a pity party is to get attention. And that is not going to be your MO. You understand? Losses can feel like failures. But this can only be a painful transition to a new start, to beginning new, to start things over new. Yeah, bad news on your birthday. Ugh. But don't look at it that way. Please don't. Because, you know, we all need that sign or messaging to tell us, all right, now you tried everything. Why don't you try to make that change? Michael Jackson would say. Even if, you know, this news is what you might consider to be bad news. Times can be difficult, but there's only one way and one direction you can go from here, okay? And that's up, baby. This is the perfect day for you to move upwardly, okay? To look to the sky, to move forward. You know what I want to say? I want to say F these people. That's only because I'm from the hood. You know, I can't help myself. You could take the girl out the hood. But you can't take the hood out of the girl. I really do want to tell you to say F these people, but we're looking towards positivity today, okay? The sun always rises, darling, right? Today's your Sunday, okay? Today is literally your Sunday. This is your day to rise just like the sun does. Because the dawn always brings the new day. And that means a new start. And that means you can move on from here. That means you have no one to blame, not even yourself. That means you do not have to fight back. Why would you fight for? Why would you fight for people that would do this to you? Okay, listen to me now. This is a let it go moment. Can you do that for real though? Can you? Come on, sis. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, why can't you if you want it? Yes, you can. You can do it. I know it. So I'm going to wish you a happy birthday again and again and again, because this is the kind of information that can only launch you towards more positivity. Take it, learn from it, grow from it, and move on. Okay? Thank you so much, and have a wonderful birthday today, knowing that you are ready to start anew. All right? All right now. Toodles. Happy birthday, Panther baby. Child, if that ain't a blaxploitation flick name, I don't know what is. Ha, My name is Panther Baby. Well, I wanted to say happy birthday to you again. As you know, I am pulling from the Mystic Monday Tarot deck. This is a deck that I do not normally use. I normally just use Oracle cards. You know what I'm saying? And so right now, I wanted to live outside the box for a minute. And let's see what this deck has to say for you today, Panther Baby. Let's see what message you have today. Ooh, this gave me a hard time to pick your card today. Okay. You got the Ten of Cups in the reverse. What could that possibly be? I don't know. Whoa, jeez. What's it about today, darling? The first one I read was backstabbing, and now you have the Ten of Cups in reverse. This is talking about the theme of broken family, being disjointed, and blocked intimacy. So there's something that you're trying to grasp for. You're grasping for a picture perfect life and scenario. And it kind of is within your reach, but for some reason, it's just slightly outside your grasp. There could possibly be some emotional block that is holding you back from obtaining the ideal relationship. Wow. There's some quarreling and arguments within your family and your friends. Wow, what's going on today? Your friends are stopping you from enjoying the time you have with loved ones. So this is a job for the Panther, baby. Okay, this is a job to be an example and to restore the peace. Whoa, you got to do it. Oh, there's always work, honey. There's always work to be done. Trust me. So some of the advices they have here for you are to treat others with love and care that you want to be treated with. And this is saying that these people will follow suit. They eventually will. Because the energy needs to be initiated by you. You might say, why me? Why the hell do I have to do it? Because it's your work. It's your mission. It's your job. It's one of the many missions within the larger scope mission, you know? And this card can also speak to your own values. And they're asking yourself, they're asking you to ask yourself, if you're staying true to your own beliefs, because balance is not currently a priority, and that's what the guides want for you. They want you to prioritize balance, because somewhere along the way, you I don't know if you listened to the earlier reading where I said F those people. You know, you are taking that to heart. There's some people you may have just recently thrown away. And in doing so, you have inadvertently neglected some of the relationships because you just want to not deal. I understand this. So in doing so, though, you end up feeling alone. It can have you feeling lonely because, you know, you might have just cut off too much, you know. So here is another piece of advice to align yourself with your truth. That's advice to anyone who's listening out there outside of Panther Baby. align yourself with your truth, okay? Your truth. And reconnect with yourself so you don't feel lonely. And they're saying they promise you by doing so, the rest will fall into place. And that is a deep message because it seems that sometimes we do go a little bit too far. I see your sign. I see your birthday. I know you people. I know you people very well. We are extremists, okay? We Geminis, we are extremists. It's either hot or cold, baby. There's no warm center. There's no warm center. If there's a warm center, it's temporary, okay? We run hot, we run cold. No in between. So you have to figure out how you're going to balance this and make things warm enough for you to live happily in. Because, you know, mending these fences with your family is important. You know, opening your heart so that you can allow for intimacy is important. Bridging gaps, you making the move to bridge the gaps is important. So you have a few days, few weeks before your birthday hits, I see. And this could be a wonderful epiphany, wonderful practice to begin. And I hope that you take this with the intention of helping you to attain the things that you want in life. They're saying, you know, before you can move on, there's some things that need to be repaired. And you got the word from them, honey. So I'm going to wish you a glorious birthday because you know what? It's good to have something to do. Some task, something to work on for your new year. Okay. I appreciate you requesting this birthday card reading. And I hope it brings you the success and happiness that you wanted out of life. Thank you so much and have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Toodles. Whoa, my love. This is what happens when you switch to the tarot deck, honey. There is no fleecing and flouncing and there's no putting a lipstick on a pig when you pull from this tarot deck, honey. God only knows what. Oof, I tell you, I use this deck on myself because this deck tells me the truth, Roof. Okay. So we had two pretty rough birthday card readings. I'm going to keep calling them birthday card readings because, you know, I'm just not giving you the problem if there is a problem. I'm also giving you the fix. Okay? That's what is important for my mission personally is not to just tell people what's happening, but to tell them how to fix the problem. That's why I love this deck, too. Because there's solutions. This is a solutions-oriented content, people. So, with that being said, I have no idea what I'm going to name this episode, to be honest. The first reading made me want to do the OJ's Backstabbers. And then the second one wanted me to do We Are Family Like a Giant Tree. Reaching into the sun, we are family. I literally have no idea what I'm going to name this episode. You guys listening, will already know what it's called. But while I'm recording this, I'm pondering. I want it to be something upbeat. I want it to be something positive to sort of counteract some of the, some people will see it as disappointing or negative messaging. But I, you know, personally, like I said, I use this deck and sometimes I walk away and I'm like, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. And then by the end of the day, I was like, oh yeah, that's what they were talking about. Okay. Oh Lord. Okay. So with that being said, your guess is as good as mine. You will know, everybody out there, by the time you listen to this outro message, you will know what I've named it. And hopefully it resonates with the people that I've read here today. There is work to be done on their part, as usual. And we just hope, let's pray. Let's say a collective prayer for the sisters that we, the sisters that had a card reading today, and send them our vibrations of love and our vibrations of healing and our vibrations of repair. I am going to say a prayer for them. I wish I had my heart thoughts book in front of me, but I don't. But I would just say that from my heart to theirs, this is all being given to you by spirit and with the hopes that you will take some of the advices that you have been given by spirit and move forward in life to benefit your well-being. Ashe to you both, and blessings. And I will see you all next week. So far we have two people who have signed up. And let's see if we'll get some more before next Sunday. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers or those who are presenting as mothers. And Ashe and glory to you all. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.